To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, South Carolina Public Radio and South Carolina ETV are broadcasting this series, Sisterhood, South Carolina Suffragist, a look at how local women played a role in a national movement that eventually guaranteed more than 26 million women the right to vote. I'm Felicia Eady. In 2017, people across the country and cities around the world watched massive showings of women protesting against a perceived threat to reproductive, civil, and human rights. The Women's March on Washington was the largest single-day protest in U.S. history. Almost 2 years later, another massive showing of women and their supporters, this time at the ballot box. Here's a clip from an NPR report about the November 2018 midterm elections.
The midterm elections are remarkable in part because a record number of women are running for office. But when it comes to voting, women have outnumbered men in every national election for more than half a century. As NPR's Daniel Kurzleben reports, the difference in 2018 is how female voters are galvanized against the party in power.
Scores of women were elected to offices across the country. A New York Times article headline read, "A record 117 women won office, reshaping America's leadership." But it was the massive showing of women a century earlier that made the aforementioned possible. In 1913, thousands of women gathered in Washington, D.C. to call for a constitutional amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote. The parade was spearheaded by Alice Paul and the National American Woman Suffrage Association. Riding atop a white horse, lawyer and activist Inez Milholland led over 5,000 suffragists up Pennsylvania Avenue, along with 20 parade floats, 9 bands, and 4 mounted brigades. It was the first major national event for the movement, but it wasn't the first. That was the Seneca Falls Convention, held over 60 years earlier in Seneca Falls, New York. 300 people attended the 2-day event. They discussed social, civil, and religious rights for women. Peppered between these two historic events were groups of women meeting, organizing, and trying to gain support for women's suffrage. Some of the most influential of these women, and unknown, were from South Carolina, the Grimkes, Rollins, and Pollitzers. 3 different sets of sisters, all from Charleston, all from educated, affluent families, and all contributing to the movement at different times and in different ways. The Grimkes broke from family and tradition to become known as prominent activists for both abolition and women's rights. The Rollins sisters, who were the inhabitants of a house across the street from the State House, would turn the corner of Senate and Sumter Streets into a political hotspot, influencing both policy and public opinion during Reconstruction. The Pollitzer sisters influenced public education, broke gender barriers, and helped get the 19th Amendment ratified. For South Carolina Public Radio and South Carolina ETV, I'm Felicia Eady.